John Fetterman offers office restroom to trans rep elect Sarah McBride, welcome to use. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 20, 2024. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, jumped into the discussion on biological men who identify as transgender using women's restrooms in the United States Capitol building, stating that Delaware Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, D, was welcome to use his office restroom. In a post on X, Fetterman wrote that he was not afraid to lose a job if it meant he had to degrade anyone, adding that anybody, including McBride, who is the first transgender candidate to be elected to serve in Congress, was welcome to use the restroom in his office. Fetterman's post comes as Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, revealed on Monday that she was introducing a bill that would prevent transgender people from using the women's restrooms in the U.S. Capitol building. "There's no job I'm afraid to lose if it requires me to degrade anyone," Fetterman wrote. "If that's a defining issue for a voter, there will be a different candidate. We have a bathroom in my office that anybody is welcome to use, including Representative-elect Sarah McBride." Under Mace's bill, a member, delegate, resident commissioner, officer, or employee of the House may not use a single-sex facility, including a restroom, changing room, or locker room, in the Capitol or House office buildings, other than those that correspond to the person's biological sex. The bill would be enforced by the Sergeant-at-Arms of the House of Representatives. In response to Mace's bill, McBride issued a statement to Politico stating that it was a blatant attempt from far-right-wing extremists to distract from the fact that they have no real solutions to what Americans are facing. Fetterman's post comes as House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, announced in a statement on Wednesday that all single-sex facilities in the Capitol and House office buildings, such as restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms, are reserved for individuals of that biological sex, according to Fox News. "It is important to note that each member office has its own private restroom, and unisex restrooms are available throughout the Capitol," Johnson added in his statement. Breitbart News's Bradley J. previously reported that Johnson had privately committed to supporting Mace's effort to prevent transgender people from using women's restrooms in the Capitol building.